It's time for a legislative report, and on the program with us today is Lancaster County Representative Steve Mentzer, who represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Mentzer, this week the House approved legislation that would boost the deployment of broadband access across rural areas of the state. Can you talk to us about this legislation and the problem that rural areas have in accessing internet to their residents?
Yes, I think in our district, we pretty much take the internet for granted. But there are areas of the state where they just simply do not have internet access, and that's because they don't have broadband capabilities. And the reason that they don't have broadband capabilities is it's economically unfeasible for some of these providers to actually do the infrastructure to get the broadband to these communities. So we've set up an authority that will decide how to get this access to these rural areas and then seek the funding necessary to help these communities so that everyone has access to the internet. I think we'd all agree that's something that we need, most people need going forward, particularly in this time of COVID-19 when many meetings are done by Zoom and other means.
It's hard to believe that 2021 is almost at an end. Looking back over this year, what would you identify as some of the key legislative highlights of 2021?
Well, the biggest highlight, I think, was the advance of the constitutional amendment that restricted the governor's emergency powers. So we could not get anywhere with this balance of power situation until we finally got a constitutional amendment passed by the people of Pennsylvania. And they spoke clearly that they wanted input from the three branches of government. They wanted input not only from the executive branch, but they wanted input from the legislative branch. And so a lot of our votes going forward are going to take that into consideration. So I think that probably was the biggest advancement for the citizens of Pennsylvania over the past year.
And since we're coming to the end of the year, as I mentioned, Christmas is next week, and then the following weekend is New Year. So would you like to send Christmas and New Year's greetings to your constituents?
Yes, season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. I certainly hope everyone stays safe and healthy over the holiday season, and make sure that you're very cautious with the virus.
Representative Steve Mentzer, I want to wish you and your family a joyous Christmas and a very happy and productive 2022 ahead. And thank you for being with us on today's Legislative Report.